I have a question for you. When you go to safe zones, are they really safe zones? Maybe not.
Tonight, the question is why a man who told the FBI he was hearing voices about ISIS, thought the government had put a chip in his head, was able to keep his gun even after being hospitalized for a mental examination.
Folks, today we're going to talk about why safe zones may or may not be safe zones. And we've got some really important lessons for you today, and they're basically very simple. Your surroundings never dictate whether you're safe. Your skill dictates whether you're safe. And in this case, immediately you see that the safe zone, you're not supposed to have guns at airports. You're not supposed to have any kind of weapons at all. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. And the people that were watching in horror had no idea what to do. And folks, that's what this is about. When you look at after the fight, lessons learned, my hope and prayer is that you begin to develop your own skills, not based on your surroundings, but based on your skills, because you need them today. And let's take another look at this and how quickly it happened.
And injuring six more. Tonight, the question is why a man who told the FBI
he was
hearing voices about ISIS
person.
Thought the government had put a chip in his head, was able to keep
Watch
his
how
gun
quickly he
even
fires
after being
the
hospitalized
weapon.
For a mental.
He ends up killing and wounding a number of people, but here's the takeaway. People that surrounded him in the airport, they weren't on any kind of alert. They weren't thinking about their security and really didn't have a plan. And so let's go back to one of the foundations of this channel. Your plan is going to result in either your victory or failure. And let me tell you what I mean. I was part of a group of folks that was at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe when they did a bunch of psychological testing. And after the study, brain monitors on students and agents, after the study, they came up with one clear fact amongst others, and that's that in a crisis, 90% of your response is right here. How do we get there? Lesson number one, you never allow your surroundings to dictate your safety. You allow your skills, meaning we're alert, we're aware, we're always in a what-if mindset, even in safe zones. Number two, in this case, immediately responding may have made a difference. It was clear people froze. Some ran and tried to hide behind carts. The point is, when you have a plan and it's a clear and well-trained plan, you're able to execute that plan in seconds, hopefully to save yourself and save others. And the third thing is this. This is a big one. You don't allow formulas to tell you what to do. I was training a group recently. I said, what do you do in an active violence situation? You know what they said? Run, hide, fight. Folks, that's not the formula to survival. You may run because that's what's trained in your mind. That's what the video tells you to do. And he may just be able to line up, he or she, his weapon on you and kill you. It may be you have to fight right out of the box. So those skills that you need and I need must be mentally rehearsed and then physically practiced. Remember, if you're able to have a plan, if you're training your mind, body, and skills in advance, you may be the only one in a crowd that can make the difference. My hope and prayer is that's you and that's me. Stay safe out there. There's a lot going on.